So I'm reading now from How to Transform Your Life, the chapter Learning to Cherish Others, and in the section The Kindness of Others. And there's a relatively detailed now explanation of the kindness we have received. Venerable Geshe-la says, when we were in our mother's womb, she protected us carefully, more carefully than she would guard a most precious jewel. We were her precious jewel, you know, in her womb. In every situation, she thought of our safety. She consulted doctors, exercised, ate special foods, and nurtured us day and night for 9 months. 9 months. She showed us such great hospitality in her womb. And to a great extent, we became her whole focus. You know, our welfare, our development, our care, and all the while she's so focused on us developing within her womb, her child, you know. Meanwhile, she's experiencing probably morning sickness, right? Many other physical discomforts. Her body changing in unwanted ways, and yet focused on our welfare and our development. Checking, making sure, can I eat this or not eat this? Probably having to give up foods she really likes. Stop doing things she liked. All focused on her baby, child, ourself. And it's not just like a day or two, it's 9 months. 9 months. You know, call your best friend and say, hey, can I come live at your house for 9 months? And you can all in your house just focus on me and my welfare. I know you'll have to give up a bunch of things, but it's for me. What do you think the reply is going to be? Hey, maybe you have some very good friends, patient, very patient, kind friends. But you see what I mean? It's so easy to just think, well, she's supposed to do that. She did that for me. Who else has done this for us? Only our mother. She was also mindful not to do anything that might damage the development of our physical and mental faculties. Because she looked after us so well, we were born with a normal and healthy body that we can use to accomplish so many good things. This is why I said earlier that if we're sitting here now, and we can listen to this teaching, understand it. This is proof of our mother's kindness. It's so easy to take these things for granted. You know, like our hands. We use our hands all the time to fulfill our wishes. They're so important to us, our hands. Our eyes, which we use to see things, our ears, through which we hear, our nose, we smell, our tongue, we taste, you know. We like all these senses that are so important to us every day. So where did this hand, if we look at our hand right now, and maybe it's a hand of an adult, but where did this hand first appear? Where did it first appear? In our mother's womb. Little hand. Developed there. Under her loving care. Inside her. These eyes, where did they first appear? In our mother's womb. We're using them right now. We're using our ears now. Even if our mother has passed away, we're still receiving her kindness. Are we not? This is great generosity.